I'd like to do today is get your version of what happened.
Oh, you mean the truth?
Of course. First, just state your name and your occupation for the record.
Oh, Egg Shen, bus driver.
Bus driver, what kind of bus and where, please?
Oh, tour bus. Bus for tourists. San Francisco, Chinatown.
Thank you. Now, before we get to the meat of this thing, do you at the present time have any knowledge of the whereabouts of a Mr. Jack Burton or his truck?
Oh, God, will you leave him alone?
Mr. Shen, please. You could be in a great deal of trouble. Half a city block explodes in a ball of green flame. Green flame! I mean, so all hell is breaking loose here. And there are people who say you're involved, that you might be responsible, that you're a very dangerous man. Now, if you're protecting Jack
you
Burton...
You leave Jack Burton alone! We are in his debt. He showed great courage.
Okay. But if I'm going to be your attorney, there are a few things that I have to know that still don't make any sense to me. Like, you really believe in magic?
You mean Chinese black magic?
Yes.
Oh, absolutely.
Are you still serious about this? And monsters and ghosts as well, I suppose.
Oh, sure. And sorcery.
And I suppose that you expect me to believe in sorcery as well.
Of course.
Why?
Because it's real.
How can I know that, Mr. Shen?
How?
Yes, how? Help me out here. Please.
See? That was nothing. But that's how it always begins. Very small.
Jack Burton and the Pork Chop Express, and I'm talking to whoever's listening out there.
Like I told my last wife, I says, honey, I never drive faster than I can see. Besides that, it's all in the reflexes.
You just listen to the old Pork Chop Express and take his advice on a dark and stormy night, all right? When some wild-eyed, 8-foot-tall maniac grabs your neck, taps the back of your favorite head up against a barroom wall, and he looks you crooked in the eye, and he asks you if you've paid your dues, well, you just stare that big sucker right back in the eye, and you remember what old Jack Burton always says at a time like that. Have you paid your dues, Jack? Yes, sir, the check is in the mail. I'm not saying that I've been everywhere and I've done everything. But I do know it's a pretty amazing planet we live on here. And a man would have to be some kind of fool to think we're all alone in this universe.
Ah! Heaven and earth, boys, what can I tell you?
You like that one? What do you say, Wayne? In English?
Something about beginner's luck. Translate. But he quits.
He quits? What is this? It's a brand new day and the man still got $100 in his pocket. What is this? I'm not gonna complain, because I'll bet I'd have lost my shirt in the next 20 minutes.
Ah, well, it breaks my heart to do this, Wang, but I figure next time I'm down here, you just gang up on poor old Jack so fast he won't know what the hell happened.
No.
Ah, sure, easy come, easy go, huh, Wang?
No! Not next time. Now.
Is this gonna get ugly now, huh? I hope not, because I thought what we were here, racial differences notwithstanding, was just a couple of old friends, you know, just both of us Californians. Ah, shit, Wang, it's only a game.
Nothing or double. This knife cuts this ball in half. Nothing or double.
Bullshit.
Nothing or double, Jack.
Why, man? Don't be stupid.
I need the money.
I got near $1,000 here, Wang.
1,148, Jack.
Okay. But not that bottle. This bottle.
Okay.
You're out of your mind, Wang. God bless you. It's all in the reflexes.
It always works at home.
Yeah, well, have me over for dinner some year and prove it. In the meantime, pay up. $1,148 times two.
Yeah, I don't have that kind of money, Jack.
I didn't hear that, Wang.
Hey, I'm just a poor Chinese boy, you know?
Yeah, you own a restaurant. That's a hell of a lot more than me.
Oh, yeah, right. Hey, what I meant was, I don't got that kind of money on me.
Well, that's what I thought you meant. Now, where's your truck parked?
Jack, first I gotta go somewhere, Jack.
No, you don't.
Yeah, I do. So how about we meet at my restaurant in a few hours, you know? Mm-hmm. I pay the money then.
You pay the money now. Where you gotta go?
The airport.
Yeah, right, over my dead body.
If need be.
I'll follow you.
You don't trust me after all these years, Jack? That makes me sad. That reminds me of an old Chinese joke.
Save it. I'll give you a lift. Get in the truck.
You were gonna follow me, Jack.
I know. And I came to my senses. So who are we picking up?
A girl. I don't want to talk about it.
Girl? Where from?
Peking. This is a big day in my life. I should have gone home and gotten 40 wings.
A girl from China. All right, I never done that. I mean, I picked up girls from everywhere else, but never from China. She pretty?
I'm gonna marry her, Jack.
Oh, God.
I've known her since we were kids, but I haven't seen her in 5 years. I came here alone. I worked my fingers till they bled. Before you knew me, Jack, I slept on the floor. I saved every nickel to bring her here because I love her so much, Jack. I can't eat, sleep, or think properly without her anymore. She's gonna put my whole life in order. Boy, listen to me, huh? Real tough guy, huh?
Yeah, you sound a little nervous, pal.
That's why the bottle didn't slice. My mind and my spirit are going north and south.
Whoa. Who is that?
She has green eyes. You know how rare that is, Jack?
How can you tell from here?
Not her. She's trouble. Miao Yin. Beautiful green eyes, like creamy jade.
Trouble, huh? Can I ask you a serious question?
Absolutely not.
Well, then would you ever consider just jumping right into...
Sure, but never with a person in your condition.
Let's talk about my condition. Just what's wrong with it?
You should try standing downwind where I am. It's Miller time.
You know what I say when it's Miller time?
Huh? Wait a minute. Hey!
Don't!
Don't what?
Lords of Death, street gang, punks from Chinatown. This isn't good. What are they doing here?
Mr. Chen Xi. Yin. Mao Yin.
You and me have a little talk, friend.
What?
Yeah! Where'd you get that?
Wait a minute, pal.
Get that one!
Jack, come on, Jack!
Bitch must pay.
All right, what's going on, Wang? Why'd they steal your girl?
Hey, you tell me. How come it's not safe to walk in Central Park, huh? Or give a stranger a lift anymore? Because the world's full of crazy people, Jack. Hoodlums.
That American girl back at the airport seemed to know something was up.
Stay away from her, Jack. She's nuts, too. She's a lawyer.
She's a what? Oh, come on! What the hell?
They got this sort of clubhouse thing, you know, where they all hang out.
Sharpen their knives, huh?
I can't ask.
Where is it?
Thank you, Jack.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen. I am Mr. Egg Shen with this wonderful tour this morning. Sit back and enjoy yourself, see? Long time ago, Chinese man with gold rush fever flooded into California. We call Gumsan, Mountain of Gold, see? Leaving behind their wives and children. Working for years to complete the Transcontinental Railroad, saving all their pennies. And then they send for the families to help build this beautiful Chinatown you see outside your window this fine warm day. Wait, 你怎么关于呀?
Go right down that alley. Lords of Death down that way.
What alley?
Go right now. Jack.
Excuse me, ma'am. I don't suppose you saw. No.
Keep moving.
What is it, a parade?
A funeral. A fighting Tong. They're Chang Sing's.
A fighting Tong?
Don't panic, Jack. They're okay. They're good guys.
Maybe we should try a different alley. What do you say? Wang, these guys, these Sing Dings.
Chang Sing's.
They got enemies?
Wing Kong.
Who wear red turbans.
Holy shit! These guys are animals, Jack.
Standoff.
A what?
Don't make a sound.
Hey! won't! No way!
What? Lopez, come on!
I can't see!
It's okay, it's okay, it's only temporary. Over here! Hand over.
Yeah. 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 Ran straight through him, Wang.
I'm never gonna get
Mao Yan back. How the hell could I run straight through him?
You didn't, it only appeared that way.
Right.
Lords of Death, Jack.
Okay. I'm going home. Keep your money.
Hey, Wang Chi.
Looking for us?
I know your name.
That's not good.
Let's go!
My truck! Forget it! Lords of Death controlled by the Wing Kong, Jack. Lords of Death just errand boys for the Wing Kong.
Great. Who wiped out all those yellow turbans up there, huh? I mean, those guys were winning.
He says it was the storms, the three storms.
Three guys did all that. Listen, what about that? Whatever it was, I ran straight through.
Fast!
Lucky us, we made it.
All right, where's my truck? I'm out of here.
You don't want to go back there. Isn't your truck insured?
Of course it is. That's not the
point. Smart man gets it later.
Smart man calls a cop.
Cops got better things to do than get killed.
Oh, yeah? So do I. Mutual Fidelity Insurers of Sacramento. Yeah, well, there's gotta be a listing, honey. I pay them $6,000 a year in premiums.
China is here, Mr. Burton.
Yeah, go ahead. All right.
The Chan Xing.
Yeah, okay.
The Wing Kong. They've been fighting for centuries.
What does that mean? Huh? China is here? I don't even know what the hell that means. All I know is this Lo Pan character comes out of thin air in the middle of a goddamn alley while his buddies are flying around on wires cutting everybody to shreds, and he just stands there waiting for me to drive my truck straight through him with light coming out of his mouth.
Jack, please.
Hello. Yeah,
when okay. did this
Today,
happen?
Okay,
it didn't, Uncle Chu, not like he says.
Yeah, it did, Uncle Chu, 2 hours ago. Tall guy, weird clothes. First you see him, then you don't. Yeah, is this just a switchboard?
Lo Pan appeared on the street.
I can barely hear
Wang Chi, why didn't you tell me?
I didn't want to alarm you, Uncle.
Look, I'm going to tell you about an accident. I don't want to hear act of God, okay? All right, look, what's your name? Mine's Jack Burton.
Good afternoon, Mr. Wong.
Eddie Lee, meet my dear friend Jack Burton. Eddie's the new maitre d' here at the Blackpool.
And a whole lot more.
Well, I don't know my policy number. It's in the glove compartment. Just look under B-U-R-T-O-N, will you please?
Jack Burton?
Yeah. Oh, go ahead.
Boy, the guy you always tell me about, huh?
Give me that again, will you? I was talking.
And that was your abandoned truck.
Abandoned like hell. Yeah, hello. Hello! Ha ha ha, Christ.
Bad news. The Lords of Death stole it after you ran away.
They stole my truck.
Uh-huh.
Take it easy, Jack. You're with friends. We'll find it for you.
You're damn right you will, Wang. And my money. And time is money to a guy like me. And your phone is dead, by the way.
How do you think I feel, Jack? I lost the whole girl.
The Lords of Death, they were only on a stupid joyride, see? Not acting on any orders from the Wing Kong. They just wanted a girl to sell. And Miao Yin got in the way. Plus, I found out the skirmish you guys stumbled into, Lo Pan, the word is, ordered the boss of the Chang Sings, Mr. Lem Lee, assassinated. That was his funeral.
It was a war, Eddie. What are you doing here?
Don't panic. It's only me, Gracie Law.
Oh, great.
I just happened to be in the neighborhood on a dark and stormy night.
This is my neighborhood.
Well, sure, it was a war. And anybody that showed up was going to join Lem Lee in the hell of being cut to pieces.
Hell of being what?
Chinese have a lot of help.
And what the hell is Gracie Law doing here?
She can't get enough of me.
Huh, he wishes. Look, you know me. I'm always poking my nose where it doesn't belong. And as a result, I admit it. This mix-up is my fault, sort of. But I've got it on good advice. That those punks that jumped me and ripped off his truck, the girl they kidnapped, they took over to the White Tigers for a quick sale. Who was she?
My fiancé. The White Tigers?
Oh, God, I'm sorry. If we get over there tonight fast, maybe we can buy her back. A search warrant's too complicated. Violence out of the question.
Hold it. Hold it. Slow down. I'm feeling a little like an outsider here.
You are.
Jack, listen. I need more of your help. I can't pay you today, okay?
Oh, shit.
How can I? I need all my cash for Mao Yin.
And it's gonna cost. She's got green eyes.
Oh, no, seriously? Well, that's an extra to these people. It's like leather bucket seats. It's double the price.
What people? Look, the slow pan I ran over, through.
Has spirit medium powers, like the immortals. His flesh and his bones are atomized. He becomes a dream.
What?
That's an exaggeration, Jack. I promise. Please, help me, okay? I got a great idea.
Relax.
I am relaxed.
Look, this is as far as I go because I'm a dead giveaway, see? I'd go in there with you, but they know my face, all those slavers, and they'd want to push it in.
Not while I'm around.
It's all up to you now, Jack. My destiny rests in your capable hands.
Hey, I'll do my best.
Thing is to make them drop their guard.
I'll try.
Thing is to look stupid.
He does.
Boy, sure is raining cats and dogs. The cab driver said, well, he told me that I could, that the white tiger would...
Oh, just a minute, please.
Excuse me for a second, okay, guys? I think I know that car.
What's she doing now?
Strange girl.
That building there, the White Tiger. God, it's creepy. Do we actually have to go in? But because I will, if we have to, I'll go anywhere or do anything to get my story. That's my big break. Just sit tight. We've got one of our best men inside right now, stirring the pot.
Henry Swanson's my name, and excitement's my game.
Cash or charge?
Oh, gosh. Cash, I guess. I mean, it's not deductible, is it?
Mrs. O'Toole will take care of your needs.
Boy, you know, I wish these were in color, because what I really am sort of in the mood for is a girl with green eyes. And price is no object, Mrs. O'Toole. Fresh off the boats the way I like them. The more exotic, the better.
Chinese girls do not come with green eyes.
Too long. Let's go in.
It's only been 10 minutes. Give the guy a chance.
So how long you been in the U.S. of A.?
3 months.
Where from?
Hong Kong.
What happens? You stay here a while, old girls leave, new girls come in, or...?
Maybe. Take your tie off, please.
Yeah, I know what you mean. My wife gave it to me for Christmas.
Thank you.
explosions, people flying in and out. That was not real. I want to talk to the cops. I want my truck back. Now, where the hell am I?
My office. Sit down.
What, you sleep in your office?
What I need to get straight is, I mean, were these guys, I mean, these storms, what are they, magicians?
Yeah, sort of. It's hard to explain.
Try real hard.
Here, drink.
If the storms have Mao Yun, then there's only one place they could take her.
Lo Pan.
Yes.
The godfather of Little China, Mr. David Lo Pan. You mean the David Lo Pan that's chairman of the National Orient Bank and owns the Wing Kong Import-Export Trading Company, but who's so reclusive that no one's even laid eyes on this guy in years?
Who the hell are you, anyway?
Well, I'm Margot Litzenberger. I'm with the Berkeley People's Herald. I've been trying to get somebody, anybody from the press to listen to me about this, Burton. And it's just not possible that you actually saw David Lo Pan. Because the bastard's afraid to show his face. He's got more enemies.
He's got Mao Yun. I'm going over there and get her back.
What are you, nuts?
Hey, who's that?
It's okay, Tara. You can go back to sleep.
From the airport.
This morning, sure. That's what I was doing there. I was protecting her civil rights, making sure she gets a chance. This is just so shocking. I mean, I must just be so monumentally naive.
You are.
And so now we have to grab your fiancé.
Wait a minute. I'm a reasonable guy, but I've just experienced some very unreasonable things.
It depends on how you look at it.
The hell it does. So somebody, I don't care who, tell me what is going on.
The truth?
I can take it.
We don't know.
I'm going now, alone if I have to.
What? Where? It's pouring out.
Lo Pan's, the Wing Kong Exchange.
The Wing Kong Exchange? The most dangerous cutthroat den of madmen in Chinatown. You can't just waltz in and out of there like...
Like the wind. Yes, I can, Miss Law. My mind and my spirits are as one.
As two. I said I was coming.
I'd go with you, but...
I know. There's a problem with your face. Okay. You people sit tight, hold the fort, and keep the home fires burning. And if we're not back by dawn, call the president. It's gonna take crackerjack timing, Wang.
Total concentration. You ready, Jack?
I was born ready.
Whoa! I love working nights. Don't get up, company.
All right, boys, where's the main panel at? Probably through here, huh?
Wang.
Good work, Jack. I think they actually fell for it.
Yeah. Well, last time we had this problem was on account of some squirrels chewing through the wires. Remember that? I better locate that central junction box.
I think it's right down there.
Yeah. What does that say?
Xiu Sam Yin Yo. Hell of boiling oil.
You're kidding.
Yeah, I am, Mrs. Kipa.
We've
got to do something.
Once he hate our nan. Goat butts against the hedge and its horns become entangled.
I don't think I've had the pleasure.
Miss Gracie Law, Mr. Egg Shen.
Egg's kind of our local authority on Lo Pan. He's helping us out.
How? It has been almost 2 hours. Let's just go over there, beat down the door.
And... No, Miss Law. We have to gather our strength because now there's clouds and thunder.
The image of difficulty at the beginning.
Mm. But finally, we shall bring order out of chaos.
Look.
Yeah. And what you got here is two people dragging a third.
Mao Yun.
That, right?
I guess so. I hope so. Jack, check this out.
So what is this? Chinese or something? Counting backwards?
Not backwards, downwards.
Of course, the Chinese mix everything up. Look at what they have to work with, huh? There's Buddhism, Confucianism, and Taoist alchemy and sorcery. We take what we want and leave the rest. Just like your salad bar.
But there's one thing even David Lopan must acknowledge. All movement in the universe is caused by tension between positive and negative furies.
So when the furies are out of balance.
As they are in Lopan, who is cursed.
Then the people turn into demon and live forever.
Repulsive and evil, existing only to plague the living.
Well, then, I mean, what you're saying is this David Lopan, what is he, a ghost? He
plays at being a man, creature of vast, dark, destructive power.
All right. We're out this hatch and back up the cables. That sound like a brilliant idea or what?
Jack, the cable is 3 stories high and covered with grease, Jack.
Exactly. It's real and we can touch it, so at least we know where we stand, huh?
Yeah, in deep shit.
What? What the hell?
Shit!
See?
You think they let us walk in and out like the wind?
Yes, I thought that was your whole damn point.
My point was to find Malian at any cost.
Salt water, Wang.
And get your truck back.
I'll buy another one.
But there's only one mile in.
You are nowhere. We came here to see David Lopan, all right?
Ah?
David Lopan.
And you have succeeded, Mr. Burton.
What, you? I don't get this at all. I thought Lopan...
Shut up, Mr. Burton. You are not brought upon this world to get it.
Come on, Lopan is like...
Nothing you can understand. There are many mysteries, many unanswerable questions, even in a life as short as yours.
Yeah, well, the way I see it doesn't mean we shouldn't ask, like, where's my truck?
You are not looking for a truck. You're looking for a girl. A girl with green eyes.
Yes.
She must be something extraordinary, or I'm not about to waste another 2,000 years.
Well, there can't be many Chinese girls running around with green eyes these days.
There are not, never were.
So beggars can't be choosers.
But I can. Tell me about Miao Yan. What province is she from? Hunan? Her mother? Her father? He must be a holy man. I must know.
You got a tongue, Dave. Ask her yourself.
If I call me with Tangla, you let him call me Tangla, suck it up! Mr. Burton, if you have an influence over your youthful friend, you better exert it now. Otherwise, I will have both of you roll off to the hell where people are skinned alive. It's that simple, understand?
Are you crazy? Is that your problem?
No, he means it, Jack.
My problem is this place. This place is my tomb. I'm buried here. A young man, a king, a warrior, is entombed in this old man's crippled body. And all I need is a woman, Mr. Burton. A special kind of woman with dragon green eyes to make me whole again, young again, so that I may rule the universe from beyond this grave.
Qingdai, the god of the East.
Who, him? This guy?
No, not me, Mr. Burton. My demon, the god I must appease in order to regain my heart, my blood. For a girl with green eyes to satisfy Qingdai. A girl brave enough to embrace the naked blade. And when I find her, I will marry her.
Never!
Then Qingdai will be happy and my curse will be lifted.
You can go off and rule the universe from beyond the grave.
Indeed!
Or check into a psycho ward, whichever comes first, huh?
Jack, will you...
Jack, what? I'm supposed to buy this shit? 2,000 years and he can't find one broad to fit the bill? Come on, Dave. You must be doing something seriously wrong.
There have been others, to be sure. There are always others, are there not? You seem to be one who know the difficulties between men and women, how seldom it works out. Yet we all keep trying like fools. Who are these people? Friends of yours, huh? Now, this really pisses me off to no end.
Come on, stick around.
Where's Mao Yin? In this building?
Safe.
Where is she?
Safe. Safer with me than any creature on earth.
Go ahead. You want some bad publicity, you give us the runaround. But this woman here, she has a deadline. And her pen, my friend, is mightier than your sword. Yeah.
No visitors. I don't make the policy around here.
Oh, come on, man. Give him a tour. What's it gonna hurt?
I can help you.
Hello.
Okay, Jack?
Yeah. We're in a room. No windows. A few skeletons.
Where's the light coming from?
The floor.
Easing the trade restrictions. Next year, we'll start importing a lot of strange things from Peking.
What sort of strange things? Are we going up or down? It feels like down.
Great, thank you, Jack. I think we've come up. First we went down, now they brought us up.
2-3 feet thick, I'll bet. Probably welded shut from the outside and covered with brick by now.
Don't give up, Jack.
Oh, okay, I won't, Wang. Let's just chew our way out of here.
Lopan has plans for us. If he didn't, we'd be dead doornails.
Lopan? Which Lopan? Little old basket case on wheels or the 10-foot-tall roadblock?
One and the same person, Jack.
You know something you're not telling me, Wang.
Myths and legends. I don't want to insult you.
No. Go ahead. Insult me.
It's about all sorts of scary things. About an ancient army of the dead, the spirit city, and monkey sacrifices, and the first sovereign emperor of China, that mad monarch who federated our 7 warring states, defeated Lo Pan, and imposed upon him that horrible curse of no flesh in 272 BC. A lot of Chinese hear these things when we're kids. Then we grow up and pretend not to believe them.
No horseshit, Wang.
No horseshit, Jack. I don't blame you. I'm Chinese and I don't even want to believe it. But it's for real. Sorcery. Chinese black magic.
Blindfolds!
Thank you.
one move. Now, let's try that again, huh? Don't make me kill you, tough guy.
Come on, Jack! Come on!
How?
Meet Gracie and Marlo. And Uncle Chew and Egg, they're out in the street. Egg's bus, ready to get us out of here.
Great.
Here, Jack.
Hey, I'll trade you. All right, which way? Fast, before they wake up. There, I think. Down there.
No pathetic excuses. I smell the blood of human beings. Find them. Boil them until their flesh falls off. You heard me!
Empty. Oh, Mel-Ying. I need you, Mel-Ying. You whose eyes flash like emerald lightning. Qingdai, make me flesh again soon. Please.
Let's go, it's clear. Safety!
Wait! First time you ever plugged somebody?
Of course not.
Come on! You want to go up or down? Up or down?
Up!
So frightening.
Open up! Open up or blow us head off! It's time to me! My go sassy going!
You all right?
Whew. Yeah.
Marco.
Jack.
Where's Gracie?
On the floor next door. She's a wildcat. How are you gonna spring us?
I have no idea.
Giant garbage disposal.
I think it is, sort of.
Well, you're not there. You just stop rubbing your body up against mine because I can't concentrate when you do that.
Oh, I paid you off. Really?
Where's Jack?
It's okay. Everybody relax. I'm here.
Jack, I know where we are. This is like a central, what do you call it?
Sewer?
Yeah. Water comes in up there.
Yeah.
Sea water from the bay fills this room. Then they diverted through all these pipes to different chambers. I bet up there's where we first got on an elevator.
Here on, it gets pretty normal. Offices, storerooms, a nice false front. I count to three.
Hello, if I want you.
I open that door, and we move out.
Everybody got that.
Ready? Follow the leader. One, two, three. We may be trapped.
Hide! Why do you mean, Mike? Fight together, Jack. You are done.
No!
Time to go.
The bus is right outside in the parking lot.
Here's the deal. I run interference, you bring up the rear. Can you handle that?
Can you?
Oh, a night's work, huh?
Hey, you got a problem like that again, you just reach for the sky.
Let's go!
Go! Go! Come on!
You're doing real good, guys.
Come on, Jack! Come on!
Holy shit, we made it!
Where's Miao Yi?
Inside. Somewhere inside.
Where's Gracie?
It mean? Two girls with green eyes? After all these years.
You bastards, unchain me. You're not going to get away with this. Where's Lopan?
Hello, Zana. This one has fire as well.
Hey, listen, I've had a here with you maniacs. I want to see that disgusting flesh peddler David Lopan in person. Cowards afraid to see an unarmed girl one-on-one, huh? Where is he? You know what this is? This is like some radical Alice in Wonderland. That's what this is.
Well, then you probably got a bestseller on your hands.
Call the police, Jack. You're not a one-man army.
Cops got better things to do than get killed.
Ugh. Hey, here he is, Jack.
No. These are our friends. These are the Chang Sings.
Any of them savvy English?
Hey, man, who is this guy?
All right. You got any guns?
Well, not against Lopan, but here's one for you. Make you feel better, like Dirty Harry.
I'll stick with these. You coming with us, Egg?
Of course, Jack. It's my destiny. Besides, if I don't, you'll never make it out alive.
I'm on board, too, then.
Yeah, sure, kid.
You can't keep the press out, mister. This is America.
You're not going back there, Margot. You're staying here topside with Eddie and Uncle Chu.
Eddie, but
he's got a crush on you.
You mean like you've got on Gracie?
Are you kidding? I just want to get my truck back.
Oh, yeah, what do I know? She's not even your type, all brains.
Hey, come on, let's go.
Play your card right. You live to talk about it.
Oh, boy. Are you okay? Are you Miao Yin?
Yes. Miao Yin.
Who are you?
Lo Pan. You have come to seek me out with your green eye.
Yes. No.
Yes.
What's going on here? Is this some kind of...
Magic. The darkest magic. My soul swims in it, scattered across time, trapped in the world of formlessness, until I find her and marry her.
Marry her?
A girl with green eyes. A girl who can tame the burning blade. Miao Yin, her grace, law.
Great start, Egg. It's the other way.
You tied the front door. I got you nowhere.
Here, let me hold that.
A brave man likes the feel of nature on his fist, Jack.
Yeah, and a wise man has enough sense of getting out of the rain.
He lives here?
He owns the whole block. He's a very rich guy.
Rich? This place is a dump, Wang.
Hey, to Western eyes, the stuff in these bottles is priceless.
Well, all set?
Yeah, ready when you are, Egg.
Wait, let's see. Hey, Jake, no waiting for you. Fly you now.
Yeah, where's this go now?
Down. Lo Pan is down there.
Down where?
Where's the universe?
Come on, Jack, don't be afraid.
Afraid? Are you kidding?
Where in the hell are we?
Underneath Chinatown.
Lei San!
Huge earthquakes turned the world upside down. Many normal people were killed. Many unnatural people roamed free to commit great offenses against the gods.
Thank you.
Samson, object.
Survived the burning blade and tamed the savage heart. I will marry both women. Prepare them.
Hai! Hai!
Sounds like something breathing underwater.
Yeah.
It will come out no more.
What? Huh? What'll come out no more?
Come on.
Damn it.
Miao Yin.
It's okay, Jack. Wing Kong storeroom. Emergency provisions. We're inside Lo Pan's domain.
Christ.
Later.
We're getting close, real close. And now for some more bad news. Ready?
What, this gets worse? Come on.
2,258 years ago, the first sovereign emperor, Chen Ji Wong Anijima, he subjugated Lo Pan, made him of no flesh. Evil dream.
Get to the goddamn point, Egg.
In order to be whole again, he had to find this certain girl of his prophecy and marry her to appease the god of the east. But to appease the emperor, he had to kill her.
Kill her? No!
Well, let's go. What are we sitting around talking Chinese history for when we gotta get...
Oh, we are getting ready to strike the final blow. If we reach Lo Pan...
When we reach Lo Pan...
The power in this flask would be our only hope against the Bodhisattva of the underworld, the ultimate evil spirit. Oh, yes. Only a dream can kill a dream. I've waited for this for a long time, Jack. The evil dream will die.
Dansu, you have to go to the other
side.
Wing Kong outside.
Yeah, dressed for Lo Pan's wedding.
What's in the flask, Egg? Magic potion?
Yeah.
Thought so. Good. What do we do? Drink it?
Yeah.
Good. Thought so.
God, no. Please, what is that? Don't tell me.
A guardian. What it seized, Lopan knows.
They have returned. And this time they are not alone. Egg Shen is with them. The little bastard sorcerer has brought them through the bulk of the dead trees. Egg Shen. Egg Shen! You have come a long ways to find me, but it is too late. There are two girls with green eyes, and I will marry them both. And then I will sacrifice Gracie Law to appease my emperor and live out my earthly pleasures with Mao Yin. That's right, Egg Shen. The best of two worlds.
Hey, you never know till you try. Let's get out of here.
You know what I don't like about this?
Where is everybody?
Preparing for Lopan's wedding.
We should not be in here, not this easily. It's a setup, I'm telling you.
If Lopan is about to take his queen, he's too busy to care.
So where is he, Egg? Huh? Where? Jack! I know, it's an elevator and it only goes down.
Yeah, look.
Hey, all right.
Time for the medicine! Cheers!
This does what again, exactly?
Huge buzz. Oh, good! See things no one else can see, do things no one else can do.
Real things?
As real as Lopan.
Hey, what more can a guy ask for?
Oh, the six demon bag.
Terrific, a six demon bag. Sensational. What's in it, Egg?
Wind, fire, all that kind of thing.
Here's to the Army and Navy and the battles they have won. Here's to America's colors, the colors that never run.
May the wings of liberty never lose a feather. Ah. Feel pretty good. And I'm not scared at all. I just feel kind of invincible.
Me too. I got a very positive attitude about this.
Good, me too.
Yeah.
Is it getting hot in here, or is it just me?
Qing Dai. Qing Dai. Oh, great Qing Dai, equal with heaven. Come into our presence and witness this holy matrimony.
Mao Yin and the ultimate evil spirit.
And now, my beloved disciples, the moment of truth, the needle of love.
I just shoot the bastard.
No, not until he's married. Then he's flesh.
Then it's too late.
O Qing Dai, you who shake the heavens and descend from the east, all I ask in order to conquer the universe is that you grant me flesh and blood. Yes. Guide my hand as I insert this needle into Mao Yin.
Let him complete the ceremony, then he's ours for certain.
Come, my love. Give it to me. Ah.
Diana, I'm mortal.
Curse.
Look out, guys!
It's me, Grace.
You all right?
Never mind me. We gotta get Mopan.
Where is he? Wait! Come on. Pull apart. Come on!
You don't hide! Oh, God, John!
His office, Lopan's office. It's cooler up there. From there we can.
Do you have a gun, I hope?
I have a knife.
A knife? This guy's 12 feet tall!
7. Hey, don't worry, I can handle him. I took something. I can see things no one else can see. Why are you dressed like that?
I was getting married. He was marrying both of us just because my eyes are green too, I guess. I mean.
So much pain and agony.
Look at me.
No, I don't understand. I don't belong to you.
You don't. You belong to Qingdai. I must sacrifice you, but I love you and I need you.
No!
Here, take her, take the bitch!
Master, you are flesh.
I am.
I am? Oh, it worked. Qingdai is appeased. Jiatin, Jiatai. Now we must satisfy the first suffering emperor by destroying this.
Not so fast, gentlemen.
Is it too much to ask, Thunder? Kill him for me!
Won't solve anything, Dave. Too many people around here been dropping like flies already, and where's that getting us, huh? Nowhere. Fast. You know what old Jack Burton always says at a time like this?
Who?
Jack Burton. Me. Jack always says, what the hell?
Knife. Goodbye, Mr. Burton.
On the reflexes. Wang. You all right? Hey, thanks.
Wait a minute.
Problem.
There!
key.
Well, don't you have a spare?
Of course I do, but it's underneath the... Oh.
What was that?
6.9 on the Richter scale. Hang on! Sorry.
Don't you know how to drive this thing?
Relax.
Yeah! Red light! Take it easy, okay? Okay, we made it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Doesn't that make you feel good?
Terrific.
Light's green, you can go.
What are you doing, Jack?
I'll be right back. Hey, where are you going, Egg?
Oh, well, my work's done. Lopan is dead, and the evil spell's been lifted. Years ago, I promised myself a long vacation, and it's time to collect.
Well, why don't you go on over to China, visit the motherland?
Well, China's in the heart, Jack. Wherever I go, she's with me.
So, what are you gonna call it?
I don't know. Maybe you can come over to my place later and help me find a title.
Hey, Jack. Nothing or triple?
Nothing or double.
Triple. You earned it.
You're right, I did. Thanks, Wang. Well, last chance. I'm a rich man now. Give up the open road, sell my truck, settle down.
Couldn't have that in my conscience. The only way it might work is if you buy a bigger truck. One with a cozy little apartment in back, just big enough for two.
Sounds pretty great. But you know something? Sooner or later, I rub everybody the wrong way, and... Well, let me think about it.
God, aren't you even gonna kiss her goodbye?
Nope.
See you around, Burton.
Never can tell.
Bye, Jack.
We really shook the pillars of heaven, didn't we, Wang?
No horseshit, Jack.
No horseshit. Just listen to the old Pork Chop Express here now and take his advice on a dark and stormy night when the lightning's crashing and the thunder's rolling and the rain's coming down in sheets thick as lead. Just remember what old Jack Burton does when the earth quakes and the poison arrows fall from the sky and the pillars of heaven shake. Yeah, Jack Burton just looks that big old storm right square in the eye and he says, "Give me your best shot, pal. I can take it."
Here. Out of the dark they're coming, baby.
can feel the thunder moving, baby, like an evil dream. And there's nothing in the world to save us, baby, nothing's as it seems. We better run, run it through the mystic night.